These four people have never met before, but by working as a team, they have the chance to win thousands of pounds. There is just one thing standing in their way. The chaser. The chase is on. Hello and welcome to The Chase. Can a team of total strangers beat one of Britain's finest quiz brains and take home thousands of pounds? Let's find out and meet them.
I'm Edward, 64, retired minibus driver from Hampshire.
I'm Fiona, I'm 38, and I'm an account director from Wakefield.
I'm Ian, I'm 28, I'm a doctor, originally from Portadown.
I'm Amanda, I'm 46, I'm a food stylist from London.
And that is my team. Now, one by one, they'll try and bring as much money as they can down the table and into the team prize fund. But as always, hunting them down every step of the way will be the chaser. Anyone who gets caught loses their money and is out of the game. Make it back safely, though, and they'll go through to the final chase with a chance to win an equal share of that total prize fund. And first to face the chaser, it's Edward. Edward, welcome to the show. You are a retired minibus driver.
That's right, from Hampshire. I used to drive the students around, pick them up. But prior to that, I was actually 28 years in the Royal Marine Band Service.
In the Royal Marine Band?
Royal Marine Band Service.
Really?
Yeah.
What did you play? What did you play?
Flute, piccolo, saxophone. And I retired in 1994, which the last engagement I had was the commemoration of the 50th anniversary of the D-Day landings.
Wow.
Yeah, played for the banquet in the Guildhall in Portsmouth on the Saturday, and then sailed with the Queen, President Clinton, Margaret Thatcher, over to France for the commemorations.
Cool gig. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Mostly music. I conduct an orchestra once a week, play in two military bands, and also have my own flute group.
And if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Buy the wife another car, because last year her sounded like it was full of aliens.
Oh, really?
So she needs a car.
Did she?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Margaret.
Right, let's get Margaret another car. All right, are you ready?
Yes.
The cash builder round, each correct answer is worth a grand. Let's go. Your time starts now. According to the saying, what is the best form of defence?
Attack.
Correct. Who played Wicket the Ewok in the Star Wars film Return of the Jedi?
Pass.
Warwick Davis. How many years separate a summer from a Winter Olympic Games?
Four.
Two. Euston and what other London railway station run direct trains to Scotland?
King's Cross.
Correct. How to Cheat a Dragon's Curse is a book in what series for children?
How to Train Your Dragon.
Correct. Alien Ant Farm had a top five hit covering what Michael Jackson song?
Pass.
Smooth Criminal. What spice used in goulash is often used to flavour chorizo sausages?
Paprika.
Correct. Pope Francis made John the 23rd and which other Pope's saints on the same day?
St. George.
John Paul II. Until 1961, the city of Volgograd was named after which Russian leader?
Pass.
Stalin. Which character in TV's Sherlock had been an army... No time to get there. Edward, £4,000. Not bad. However, we can make some more money here when we get to the table. Time to face a chaser. But who will you be up against today? Could it be the Dark Destroyer, Sean Wallace? He's got a bucket list. That is a list of all the buckets he wants to see. Perhaps it's the Beast, though. Mark Labette, he doesn't know the meaning of the word defeat or leftovers. Or is it our new chaser, Jenny the Vixen Ryan? She will leave your bank balance just like her hair in the red. Or what about the Cineman, Paul Sinner? Could it be him? He's like a convertible sports car, fast and ruthless. Or maybe it's the governess, Anne Hegarty. Not so much a yummy mummy as a gruesome granny. Who do you want to take on?
I think I'd like to take on Mark.
Right. Why?
The bigger they are, the harder they fall.
Time to face the chaser.
Oh, it's not
the Beast. Here she comes. It's a different beast entirely. See that foxy brush around her neck? It's the Vixen. That is Jenny Ryan.
Edward.
Hello, Jenny.
I like you.
Oh, well, that's very kind of
it's
you.
It's a decent cash builder. Some really good answers in there. I'm still going to have to give you your marching orders, though.
Well, we will wait and see.
Let's do that. Here we go. Let's put some money on the table. £4,000, three steps ahead of the chaser. You can change your starting position now if you wish, and if you want to do so, Edward, and take a step closer to home, the chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
Thanks, but if you wish to take a step closer to the chaser, she will offer you...
£21,000.
Thanks. Have a chat with your team. Amanda.
I think you should do what you're comfortable with, but I reckon you've got the knowledge and ability to go for £21,000.
Thank you. Ian.
Yeah, listen, I agree with Jenny. I think you're a very good player. And I think you'd be more than capable of going for the 21. But most important thing, let's get you back.
Indeed. Fiona?
Yeah, definitely don't go for the 1,000. I would go for either the 4 or the 21. Just get back in the seat.
Thank you, team. Right, Edward, let's have a look. We have 1, 4, 21,000. What'll it be?
Well, Bradley, I've always said this game is a team game and I want to get back to the team. I'll take 4,000.
4,000 it is. Thank you very much, Chaser.
It's no guarantee that you will get back. Let's play.
Let's play indeed. Edward, for 4 grand, the chase is on. Here we go. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The first episode of the TV series Emmerdale Farm centred on the funeral of the head of which family? A, the Dingles, B, the Tates, C, the Sugdens. You've put the Sugdens. Yeah. Yep. They seem to be the oldest family in it, don't they?
Yeah.
Are they still in it now?
Well, remnants of them.
I bet, yeah. OK. That was a short-lived part, though, wasn't it? Them. Imagine getting that job. Going for the audition, you're in Emmerdale Farm. Brand new soap, you play the head of the family. We kill you off. Correct answer is? Yeah, Sugdens, correct. Step close to home, chase is put. Goes right with the Sugdens.
It's Jack Sugden's father.
Oh,
and Jack Sugden was in it for a long time after that.
Thank you. Here's the next question. Which of these elements is commonly used to make batteries? A, lithium, B, iridium, C, neon. You've put lithium?
Yep.
Happy?
Yep, very
yeah.
good.
Yeah, correct answer is?
Yeah, gotta be.
Yep, lithium's good. Step closer home. Chase's put. Also goes with lithium. Yeah, pretty well-known fact. Here's your next question. How is Las Vegas described in the welcome to sign that has been in place on the Strip since 1959? A, fabulous, B, spectacular, C, marvellous. God, you know what? You've put spectacular. Have you been to Vegas?
No, never.
Do you know this?
No, was a guess.
Correct answer is fabulous, staying where you are is the right answer. Chaser has put. Goes right with fabulous, moves to within two.
Just trying to visualise it, it's the diamond-shaped sign. And I think of all those words, Vegas is fabulous.
It is indeed. Here's your next question. Which footballer has made the most appearances for Manchester United? A, David Beckham, B, Ryan Giggs, C, Wayne Rooney. You've put Ryan Giggs.
Definitely.
Yeah, 9,000, isn't it? Something like that.
More than Bobby Charlton.
Yeah. Yeah. Correct answer is? Giggs is right. Step closer to home. What a pro. Chaser has put. Yeah, goes right with Giggs.
Had to be. He spent his entire career at Manchester United.
Really, yeah. Unbelievable. Here's the next question. Spaghettini is spaghetti. That is extra what? A, long. B, short. C, thin. Spaghettini. It's ridiculous. Never heard of it. You've put thin. Well, you know what? It's got to be, isn't it? Because why would it be? There's no point in it being long or short because it's short. You just get normal spaghetti and cut it in half.
True. True.
Wouldn't you? Definitely. And then if it was long, what's the point? It could take you forever. You'd roll it up in your spaghetti, be that fat. Yeah.
Lady in a tramp.
You got it. Thin. Correct answer is, it's got to be thin. Yeah, correct answer is, step close to home, it's thin. One from home, chase has put. Please go wrong. I'll really laugh if you're wrong. Yeah.
It's your hair.
Long. We ready?
Yep.
Should have gone for big money. Here's your next question. Which of these was the name of a famous American operatic soprano? A, Beverly Sills, B, Holly Good, or C, Belle Hare? You've put Beverly Sills.
Definitely.
Do you know this?
Yes. Beautiful voice. Excellent.
To go through with 4 grand, correct answer is very good. Very good. I know that her sister was a marvellous actress. She had her sister was a great actress. Mm. Yeah, really good. Do you know? Did you know her sister?
No.
What was her name? Winder. Do you know Winder?
Winder Stills. Yes. Her father was a window cleaner.
Chaser?
Not much I could do about that with the final question falling right into your area of expertise.
Yeah. Long spaghetti. Right. Catch you later, Eduardo.
Thank you, Bradley.
Congratulations. Thank you. First up, first through. Well done. Very good. $4,000. Yes.
Yes.
Yes, he's thrilled. Good. Yeah, now you can sit there playing your own trumpet. OK, first up, first through.
Edward was the one I really wanted to catch out because I think he's going to be a really good grounded base for the team.
Yeah, he is, and starting a good foundation. However, next to face the chaser, it's Fiona. Welcome to the show, Fiona.
Hi.
From Wakefield.
Yep.
And you're an accounts director.
Yeah, account director. I work for an advertising agency, so I look after clients and their accounts, so their creative accounts.
OK, all right. What do you get up to in your spare time?
Well, I've got three small children, which doesn't leave me
really?
Much spare time. Yeah. I've got three children under the age of seven, three girls. So most of my hobbies are their hobbies.
So other than looking after the three kids, what else do you do?
Well, I love going to the cinema. I have a monthly cinema pass that my husband and I try and go as often as we can, and we take the kids to the cinema.
Favourite film of recent years you've seen, with the family?
Recent years with the family? Well, I think my daughters would kill me if I didn't say it was Frozen.
Frozen, OK, fair enough. And if you want some money today, what would you do with it?
Well, my husband's just getting me into country music, so we'd like to take the family and go out to Nashville and
right.
have a bit of a tour around the home of country music.
OK, good. Well, let's get you off to Nashville, shall we?
Please.
I wish you well, Fiona. Your time starts now. Which Alice in Wonderland character is often portrayed wearing a top hat?
Mad Hatter.
Correct. Liza Minnelli played a Berlin club singer in what 70s film musical?
Cabaret.
Correct. Delmonico's in New York named what ice cream dessert after a new US territory?
Pass.
Baked Alaska. How many days are there in the last 2 months of the calendar year?
61.
Correct. The British Shorthair is a breed of what pet?
Cat.
Correct. What Parisian racecourse lies in the southwest of the Bois de Boulogne?
Pass.
It's Longchamp. My Love was a number one single in 2000 for what Irish boy band?
Westlife.
Correct. In the name of the car company Fiat, what city does the T represent?
Pass.
Turin. Which doctor was the first male presenter of the TV show Embarrassing Bodies?
Pass.
Christian Jessen. The 17th of January was the 2015 Dutch National Day for what flower?
Tulip.
Correct. In the nursery... Well played, Fiona. £6,000. Well done. Excellent stuff. Happy with that?
Yep, I'll do.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Fiona.
Hi.
Not a bad cash builder.
Thank you.
But if you think you're going to get to the final chase, in the words of Elsa, let it go.
Put some money on the table. Three steps ahead of the chaser. There we go with £6,000. If you wish to take a step closer to home, chaser will offer you...
£1,000.
But a step closer to the chaser will get you an offer of...
£30,000.
Thank you. Have a chat with your team. Amanda.
You did really well in your cash builder round. I think you could do the 30, but at the same time, if you feel more comfortable doing the 6,000, that gives us a really good pot. So, your choice.
Ian.
Yep, I agree. Fantastic cash builder, but we're going along quite nicely here. We're, you know, building a steady pot, so take the 6 and get back.
Edward.
We need you back here, so please, please get back here, because we are a team.
Thank you very much. 1,630 grand. Fiona, what'll it be?
It'll be 6,000.
6 it is, chaser.
I think you're doing probably the right thing, but I'm hoping to get you frozen out of this game.
See what you're doing there. Fiona for 6 grand, the chase is on. Good luck, here comes your first question. In the Second World War, AKAC guns were designed to be fired at what? A, ships, B, tanks, C, planes. You've put tanks.
Sounded like it was something tough.
Correct answer is... planes is the correct answer. Staying where you are. Chaser's put. Goes right with planes, comes onto the table, moves to within 2 already. Here's your next question. Which of these 90s films did not win a Best Picture Oscar? A, Dances with Wolves. B, The Silence of the Lambs. C, Reservoir Dogs. You've put Reservoir Dogs.
I'm pretty sure the other two did, but yeah. I'm not confident.
Correct answer is... Correct answer is Reservoir Dogs. Well placed. Step close to home. Chaser's put. goes right with Reservoir Dogs, also stays within two. Here's the next question. In a famous ballad published in 1765, a Guy of Gisborne is hired to slay which outlaw? A, Rob Roy, B, William Tell, C, a Robin Hood. You've put Robin Hood.
Pretty confident with this one. I think I know my Robin Hood.
Correct answer is... Robin Hood is right. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put... Goes right also with Robin Hood. Here's the next question. Which French phrase describes someone who enjoys food and drink and lives well? A, a bon appétit, B, a bon vivant, or C, bon marché? You've put a bon vivant.
I was torn, because bon appétit, obviously, you say eat well, mm-hmm. but it was the lives and vive to live. I've probably got this totally wrong.
Correct answer is... Have you ever met a bon vivant?
Possibly.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right with bon vivant. Any relation to vol-au-vent? Bon vivant and vol-au-vent?
Bon vivant would eat lots of vol-au-vent.
Here's the next question. Complete the line from a Nat King Cole hit. When I fall in love, it will be what? A, for a lifetime, B, forever, C, for one night only. You've put forever, yeah?
Yeah, confident with that one.
Correct answer is... Of course, step closer to home, well played. Chase has put... Stays within two, we are one from home. Here's your next question. Woolaston, Cheshire, hosts the annual World Championships for charming which creatures out from the ground? A, slugs, B, worms, C, moles. Really? You've put worms.
How can any of them have championships?
Right, well, that's very peculiar. I'm not being funny. Worms? It's got to be moles, isn't it? Surely.
Could be slugs, slug racing. I don't know.
Well, it's not. It's charming them out of the ground. I mean, how do you do that to a worm?
I don't know. I don't know how you do it to a mole.
Correct answer is to go through with £6,000. Is it worms? That's ridiculous.
There's some logic.
Worm charming world championships. Woolaston, Cheshire. Only in England. Chaser?
You have to recreate what a bird would do to charm worms out of the ground so they can tap on the ground and make it sound like there's rain falling.
Okay.
You're kidding.
It's a real thing.
That is nuts. Anyway, you know what you did? Charmed your way back down through the board and into the final chase. Well done, Fiona. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, you are through. It's very good indeed. Two players up and two players through.
Well done.
Excellent stuff. Yep, start of good team, I have to say. Ian's up after the break. Can he add to the £10,000? I hope so. We'll see you in a minute. Welcome back. Next face, the chaser. It's Ian. Welcome to the show. Ian, originally from Portadown.
That's right, Bradley, yep.
And you're a doctor, is that correct?
That's correct, Bradley, yep.
All right, in London?
No, living in Cardiff at the moment.
OK, and how's that going?
Yeah, grand. Yeah, I went to university in Cardiff and kind of mainly stayed there since, really.
All right, what do you get up to in spare time?
Keen sportsman, Bradley. Play hockey for a club in Cardiff and keen golfer. Hello.
What do you play off?
A very average 18.
All right, and if you won some money today, what would you do with it?
Just bought a new house. Currently own zero furniture, so it'd be nice to not have to sit on the floor and sleep on the floor, so I'd probably put it towards some new furniture.
All right, Ian, I wish you luck. Let's get you some furniture, mate. Good luck. Your time starts now. A Bactrian camel has how many more humps than the Arabian camel?
One.
Correct. What house stands at 3764 Elvis Presley Boulevard in Memphis?
Pass.
Graceland. In Christianity, what's the common name for the Sunday that starts Holy Week?
Easter Sunday.
Palm Sunday. Prime rib is the American name for the finest cut of what meat?
Pork.
Beef. Which author wrote the horror novel Firestarter?
Stephen King.
Correct. Who played CIA protege Tom Bishop in the 2001 film Spy Game?
Pass.
Brad Pitt. Which UK boy band sang That's What Makes You So Useful on Sesame Street in 2014?
One Direction.
Correct. The adjective guttural refers to what part of the human body?
The throat.
Correct. What word links a popular dating app and a flammable material?
Tinder.
Correct. In the Jungle Book, $5,000. Happy?
Delighted, brother.
No, yeah. I thought that was very good. Are you ready?
As I'll ever be.
Good. Time to face the chaser.
Ian.
Hiya, Jenny. You all right?
Hello. An Irish doctor with relatively good general knowledge. My mum would approve. I'm going to have to get rid of you now, but you can wait outside for me if you like.
Put some money on the table. Here we go. £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
Get a couple of chairs from the charity shop. £1,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
Big old trip to IKEA. £35,000.
Wow! OK, have a chat with your team. Amanda.
That's a big top offer. However, you are there, so whatever you feel comfortable, you might want to have a little cushion, so I'd say go for the what you earned.
Thank you. Fiona?
You're better than the 1,000, and if you feel comfortable gambling for 35, that's brilliant.
Edward?
Yeah, I can only say the same, but, you know, as I say, we're a team and another member of the team getting back here is what we want.
Perfect. Let's face the table. £1,535,000 we have. Ian, what'll it be?
I am tempted. Bradley, I have to say, I do like a wee bit of a gamble from time to time, but... sense has kicked in, and I think I'm going to stick with a five.
Sticking with a five. Fine, Chaser.
This is a steady team. I really could do without having any more players back in the final chase, so here we go.
Ian, for £5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. Which computer game series is set in the fictional land of Hyrule? A, Super Mario. B, The Legend of Zelda. C, Sonic the Hedgehog. You've put Legend of Zelda. Do you play video games?
I did when I was a young fella, but not for a few years. It's a little bit of a stab in the dark. I'm pretty sure it's not Super Mario, but sort of sounded the most sort of mythical.
Correct answer is... Well played. Legend of Zelda is right. Step closer home. Chase has put... Goes right with Legend of Zelda. Chaser, do you play any video games at all?
I do. Which is why I'm going off Ian a little bit, if he's not a gamer as well. Zelda is set in the land of Hyrule. You control the character Link, who's the guy with the little green hat.
Here's the next question. Which of these jackets has no lapels? A, hacking jacket. B, dinner jacket. C, a Nehru jacket. You've put... hacking jacket.
I haven't heard of a hacking jacket or a Nehru jacket, so it was between A or C.
Correct answer is... Nehru jacket is the right answer, staying where you are. Chaser has put... goes right with Nehru jacket, moves up within two. A Nehru jacket is...
You'd know them from the cover of the Beatles album Sgt. Pepper. They're named after the first Prime Minister of India.
Here's the next question. In ancient Egyptian mythology, which god was swallowed every night by the sky goddess Nut and reborn in the morning? A, Ra. B, Horus. C, Isis. You've put Ra.
Not a big man for ancient Egyptian mythology, so...
No.
Wee bit of a stab in the dark.
Correct answer is... Well played, though. Ra it is. Step close to home, Chase has put... Yeah, it goes right with Ra, stays in 2 or 3 for home. Here's your next question. A person with macrocephaly has an unusually large what? A, foot. B, head. C, forearm. Thank goodness for those answers. You've put head. Really? You're the doctor, you should know.
Cephalic is the word for the head, so, and macro obviously means large, so...
Cephalic is... Yeah. See what you did there? Correct answer is... Brilliant. Step closer to home. Well done. Chase has put... Also goes right. Here's your next question. who said he didn't need a nickname at school? Although it was bad for me, it was much worse for my sister Ophelia. A. Lembit Opic. B. John Burko. C. Ed Balls. You've put Ed Balls.
It's just by the way the question's worded, I've gone for Ed Balls.
You've seen the joke, though, haven't you? It's worse for my sister Ophelia.
Yeah. I've seen it now, yeah.
You've put Ed Balls. Correct answer is? It is correct. Well played. Step closer to home. Chase has put. Goes right with Ed Balls. As soon as you've done that joke, you stood like that. You went like that. All right. OK, here's your next question. Chase is two behind. We're one from home. Good luck. Which of these Batman films was made most recently? A, Batman Begins. B, Batman Returns. C, Batman Forever. You've put Batman Forever.
I'm not a big Batman or comic fan, so it's a wee bit of a, you know, just a, trying to think laterally a little bit.
To go through with $5,000, the correct answer is... Oh, hello. Batman Begins, staying where you are. Chaser has put. She get this right, she does. And does, puts the pressure on now, one from home. Chaser's one behind. Here's your question, good luck. Romanian is classed as a member of which group of languages? A, Slavic. B, Germanic. C, Romance. You've put Romance.
Maybe it's too obvious, Bradley. You know.
You think it's the obvious one? Why not? Looks like it. Correct answer is to go through with $5,000. Well played. Very good. 3 out of 3. All right. Chaser has been close, but not close enough. 3 out of 3. It's good. Chaser.
It's very fortunate there.
What?
I agree with you. I had a little bit of the luck of the Irish on my side there. I do agree.
Played well. Take no notice.
Thanks very much.
Ian, you're through. Well
Thank
done,
you.
Mate. Yeah, good. 3 out of 3 and $15,000. We're moving along nicely. 3-0 to me.
It's a team of parts. It's slow and steady.
Mm.
And I just hope they're very slow in the final chase and they don't have Amanda.
Amanda is up last. Can she make it a full house? Find out after the break. Last up, it is Amanda. Welcome to the show, Amanda.
Bradley.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a food stylist.
Food stylist?
Food stylist, not a hairstylist. I work with food. Photographer takes the picture. I create the food, cake, plates of pasta, soup, whatever it is. He takes the picture. I make it look lovely. That's the idea.
Is this for, like, magazines and stuff?
Yeah, magazines, cookery books. It could be if you're going past the petrol station. When I was younger and did sort of early work, I made everyone stop. We're on the way to a diving trip, and I said, stop, there's a big salad picture. Made everyone get out and have a look and admire the salad I'd created. I was so excited.
When you say diving, what, like scuba diving?
Subaqua. Yeah.
Subaqua. Do you have children?
I do. I have 3 daughters, the same as Fiona, except mine are a bit older.
They'll love the fact that you went like that.
I bet they will.
If you won some money today, what would you do with it?
I think I'd like to go to Italy. I'd like to do a little bit more travelling. Haven't had a lot of extra money to do that, so maybe take the girls and give them a treat somewhere lovely.
Excellent. Let's do that. Amanda, I wish you well.
Thank you.
Your time starts now. George Formby sang about a stick of what confection from Blackpool?
Rock.
Correct. Antipruritic drugs relieve what feeling of skin irritation?
Itching.
Correct. Which Coronation Street character stood trial for murder in 2014?
Pass.
Peter Barlow. What Roman fortification ran from near the mouth of the Tyne to the Solway Firth?
Pass.
Hadrian's Wall. What Ralph Lauren clothing line is named after an equestrian sport?
Polo.
Correct. What work by Kurt Weill and Bertolt Brecht was based on the Beggar's Opera?
Pass.
The Threepenny Opera. Peter Sellers played which Frenchman in 6 Blake Edwards films?
Inspector Clouseau.
Correct. Ankh-Morpork is a city of what Terry Pratchett series of novels?
Discworld.
Correct. Wrapped Up was a 2014 hit for which former X Factor contestant?
No idea.
Holly Murs. The canal linking the Pacific Ocean to the Caribbean goes through what country?
Pass.
Panama. During a Jewish wedding ceremony. No time to get there for you, Amanda. Why are you apologising?
Because I knew it. I knew Panama.
It's OK. I think you put yourself off by doing your French accent. It's a Clouseau question. $5,000. Happy?
OK, not too bad, not too bad.
No, it's great. Look at it. Gives us four fives.
Daddy, we're going in the right direction.
Happy?
Yes.
Time to face the chaser.
Amanda.
Hello.
You're going down.
No, I hope not. I'm not going to come up.
Let's put some money on the table. £5,000. If you wish to take a step closer home, Chaser will offer you...
-£3,000.
But if you wish to take a step closer to the Chaser, she will offer you...
£45,000.
Come on, Amanda. Take the plunge, girl. Have a chat with your team. Ian.
We've played as a team all day. I think stick with a five. Definitely take a minus. You're a much, much better player than that. Stick with a five.
Fiona.
My instinct would be the five, but if you feel comfortable to go for the 45, go for it.
Edward.
The same. If you feel for the 45, go for it. But I think five back here.
Yeah. Thank you, team. OK. -3, 5, 45. What'll it be?
I'd love to take 45, but if the questions don't fall my way, then I'm going home earlier, possibly. So I will go for my five.
Five it is, Chaser.
Two steady eddies. Oh, how boring.
Not at all. It's good. Amanda, for $5,000, the chase is on. Good luck. Here comes your first question. The Texan cities with over a million inhabitants are San Antonio, Houston, and which other? A. Austin. B. Dallas. C. El Paso. You've put Dallas.
It's a guess. I'm not going to say anything else. I'm not great, but I think there's quite a few people in Dallas.
It's got to be, though, isn't it?
I think so.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer to home. Chaser's put. Also goes with Dallas. That's it. All good. Here's next question. What is the second largest penguin species after the emperor? A. Adelie penguin. B. The Gentoo penguin. Or C. King penguin. You've put King Penguin.
He sounds big.
You've put King Penguin. Correct answer is... Right. OK. Well played. Step closer home. Chaser has put... Yeah, it goes right. OK. Here's the next question. Which Australian was named People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive for 2014? Oh, A. Hugh Jackman. B. Eric Banner, C. Chris Hemsworth. Could only be the one person. Amanda, I hope you put the one person I really love. You've put... Yes.
Has
could
to be.
Hugh Jackman.
Has to be.
Correct answer is... No competition.
Oh, dear. I've fallen, see? I can't picture
Those him. People have got no taste, love.
Can't picture him.
Chris was the one that played Thor.
Oh, right, now I can. I still prefer Hugh Jackman.
Me too. And he can sing. Good singer, Hugh Jackman. Saw him in Oklahoma. Oh, Oklahoma, where did we? Chaser has put. Goes right with Chris Hemsworth. I love Hugh Jackman, and that's it. Here's next question. What did Delia Smith call a work of art, a masterpiece of design and construction with brilliant packaging? A. Hen's egg. B. Choc ice. C. Pork pie. You've put hen's egg. Yeah.
I would think so. I'd hope so. Nature's natural packaging.
Correct answer is... Well played. Step closer home. Hen's egg it is. Chaser's put... Goes right with hen's egg. Chaser.
Delia Smith used to do your job. She was a food stylist.
She was.
She created the cake that's on the cover of Rolling Stone's Let It Bleed album.
Did she really?
She did.
Here's your next question. The 2014 sequel to the film Dumb and Dumber was called Dumb and Dumber What? A, 2, B, the third, C, and even Dumberer. You've put the third.
I think that's possibly wrong. I think it could have been A, but Dumber and Dumber 2. sure, but I've gone for the third.
Correct answer is... Yeah, OK. That was the one you said you should have gone for. Staying where you are. Chaser has put. Goes right and moves within one. We are two from home. Here's your next question. What does a philargerist love? A, money. B, sport. C, animals. You've put money.
Again, an educated guest.
Correct answer is... Yep, step closer to home. Money's right. Chase has put. Tough old Chase, this one, isn't it?
Do it.
Yeah. All right, Chase goes right with money and stays within one of us. One more question correct, and it's a full house for me. Here we go. Good luck. Medically, which hazel is used as what? A, astringent. B, analgesic. Or C, laxative. You have put... Astringent. What is that? What's an astringent?
It is something that you would put on a spot to help make it go away.
Like a healing?
Like, it sort of helps to shrink something. It's, it's very antiseptic.
To go through with £5,000, correct answer is... Whoa! Hey, Chaser?
As Amanda said, it's used in a lot of spot treatments.
Right, but you know what? We've put her on the spot. That's what we've done. Four in the fight. It's a full house. Amanda, guess what?
What?
You, my dear, are through
to the
final
chase.
Congratulations. There you are. Very good. Yeah. It's good.
Well done.
Good team. Nice and steady. Four-step head start. Perfect. Chaser.
That's what's going to make the difference, and it's going to make it difficult for me. It puts the ball in the team's court, having that four-step head start.
Indeed.
Bring it on, though.
So the entire team are through to the final chase. Yes, folks, a full house against Jenny, the vixen, Ryan. £20,000 on the prize fund, £5,000 each. Will they outrun the cunning she-fox? Find out after the break. Welcome back, folks. It's a full house. Yes, the entire team are through to the final. There's £20,000 in the prize fund, 5,000 smackers each. During the break, the team had two sets of questions to choose from for the final chase, set A or set B, and team have selected set...
B.
Set B. That means, of course, Jenny, Orion, our chaser, gets set A. Four of you have made it through to the final. That means you get a four-step head start on the chaser. There it is. That's a massive advantage. You've got to make that pay, OK? I wish you luck. Let's set a nice big target. Are you ready? Good. Your time... starts now. In what calendar does the dragon follow the rabbit?
Fiona.
Chinese.
Correct. Who composed the hit musical song Memory?
Amanda.
Lloyd Webber.
Correct. Crème anglaise is the French name for what dessert sauce?
Ian.
Custard.
Correct. Which of the Gospels was written by a former tax collector?
Edward.
Matthew.
Correct. What word represents the first letter in the NATO alphabet?
Amanda.
Alpha.
Correct. Who captained Argentina to the 2014 FIFA World Cup final?
Ian.
Lionel Messi.
Correct. Who played James Bond in the film From Russia With Love?
Amanda.
Pass.
Sean Connery. Who wrote the vampire novel The Queen of the Damned?
Fiona.
Anne Rice.
Correct. Eucalyptus trees are native to Asia and what other continent?
Amanda.
Australia.
Correct. In 2000, what Irish band had a number one with Breathless?
Ian.
Westlife.
The Cause. Which former Israeli Prime Minister died January 2014?
Ian.
Benjamin Netanyahu.
Ariel Sharon. Primarni is a joke name for what high street store?
Primark.
Correct. What zodiac sign is someone born on the 1st of March?
Fiona.
Pisces.
Correct. What alcoholic spirit is used to make a Cuba Libre cocktail?
Ian.
Rum.
Correct. Which Oscar winner starred in the film Monster in Law?
Ian.
Meryl Streep.
Jane Fonda. What colour are the petals of British Legion poppies?
Amanda.
Red.
Correct. Sykes and Nancy is a stage play based on what Dickens book?
Amanda.
Oliver Twist.
Correct. What nationality was 19th century soprano Jenny Lind?
Edward.
She's Swedish.
Correct. Which duo hosted TV talent show Pop Idol?
Fiona.
Anton Deck.
Correct. Deepavali is another name for what Hindu festival?
Ian.
Festival of Lights.
Correct. What green vegetable features in a BLT sandwich?
Fiona.
Lettuce.
Correct. Who's... 21. Hey, that's not bad, is it?
Hey, good.
You like that? Yeah, it's a target and a half. Brilliant. It's now time to bring back the chaser. In boy band parlance, take that. 21.
I've got a job to do now.
You bet. Now, remember, if the chaser gets a question wrong, then the team get it right, they will push her back one step. And at 21, that is absolutely crucial between going home with nothing and going home with £5,000 each. It is now time for the final chase. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts now. What type of creature is a skate?
Fish.
Correct. What planet has its orbit between Venus and the Sun?
Mercury.
Correct. Which actress directed the 2014 war film Unbroken?
Angelina Jolie.
Correct. What's the official language of Ivory Coast?
French.
Correct. In what city was the Motown Museum founded in 1980?
Detroit.
Correct. What Roald Dahl title character has telekinetic powers?
Matilda.
Correct. Grange Farm and Bridge Farm have featured in what radio series?
Archers.
Correct. Which Soviet leader had the first names Leonid Ilyich?
Pass.
Stop the clock.
Is it Stalin?
No. Leonid Brezhnev. 14 required. Your time starts again now. The Crocodile River flows across what continent?
Australia.
Stop the clock.
Africa.
It's correct. We push the chaser back. 15 required. Here we go. Your time starts again now. Who did Mark Little play in the TV soap Neighbours?
Joe Mangle.
Correct. Dances in Blue is a 19th century work by which French artist?
Degas.
Correct. The musical On the Town is set in what American city?
New York City.
Correct. Nephritis is an inflammation of what
Kidneys.
Organs? Correct. How often are the magazines Heat and Hello published?
Weekly.
Correct. Who played John Tyree in the 2010 film Dear John?
Zac Efron.
Stop the clock. That is wrong.
Justin Bieber.
No, I don't think it'll be a music person. It'll
Timberlake.
Be. I don't think it'll be a music person.
So, need an answer, please.
I don't know. Pass.
No. Justin Timberlake.
Nope. It's Channing Tatum. Yeah, you knew. Yes, you knew. Here we go. Chaser, your time starts again now. What fruit juice is used to make Buck's Fizz cocktail?
Orange.
Correct. What star sign comes between Capricorn and Pisces?
Aquarius.
Correct. Morgause is the half-sister of which legendary king?
Arthur.
Correct. A bull's head is the logo of which Spanish tennis player?
Nadal.
Correct. What Charles Dickens novel ends in Paris?
Tale of Two Cities.
Correct. What country's coins feature the motto In God We Trust?
USA.
Correct. What herb is known as basilico in Italy?
Basil.
Correct. The Fame Monster was a 2009
Lady
album.
Gaga.
Correct. Rough stock events are part of what cowboy competition?
Rodeo.
Correct. Bloom is the maiden name of which US TV courtroom judge?
Judy.
Correct.
Judy Shindlin.
Very good.
Yeah. Well played.
Oof.
Well played.
That's extraordinary. Some go in that, I've got to say. Very well played. But that's the way it goes.
Yes. Yeah.
Edward.
Yes.
How do you feel?
Well, gutted.
Yes.
But congratulations, well done.
All through to the final chase. Have you had a good day, though? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Yes. Enjoyed it.
Fantastic.
I'm sorry it's ended like this for you, though. I've got to take away the £20,000 and tell you that Amanda, Ian, Fiona and Edward, you have been caught. And for you, the chase is over. Chaser.
Not much more that they could have done there. It's an absolutely cracking score and a wonderful game. I like to be set a challenge. You certainly did that. I'll remember you guys.
Yeah, absolutely. What a challenge indeed. Jenny, the Vixen Ryan, takes out my team with 14 seconds remaining and they'd set a target of 21. Not bad going. So, could you take money from the chaser? Even our new one? Well, if you could, come and have a go if you think you're clever enough. We'll see you next time on The Chase. Goodbye. potato.